You want to get that over to her quick?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to do it normally.
That's pretty close to it.
Okay. Sorry, emergency.
What's the house number?
Do you have a house number or just? On show?
You'll see it.
Pretty big?
You'll see it.
Okay.
State Park is one block, so.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have my phone, do you have it?
Yep, it is 5:59. You know what? We should put the time on the TV. Use our beautiful TVs.
The clock says it's 6:03.
I know. 6 o'clock.
Good evening, 6 o'clock. I'd like to call the Town School Board meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May be seated. Zach, would you please read the seeker motion?
I move that all actions taken tonight are exempt, excluded, our type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law.
Second.
Unless otherwise stated.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
Okay. As a town supervisor, I'd like to remind that all residents of the transcribed town board minutes and the full audio record town board minutes do not coincide, and a lot of the information is not included in the transcribed minutes and are provided at each board meeting and posted on social media. So therefore, I do encourage that each person, resident, do listen to the audio minutes on the town website. Thank you. Any residents would like to address the board? Oh, Miss Mary Ellen?
Yes. Good evening, board.
Good evening.
I was approached by a constituent with a concern for a speed limit change, and I gave them the instructions that there's two or three steps. First step is they have to get a petition and have it signed by the people that are impacted by this. Full disclosure, it is a road that I live on. And but he brought this over the other day, asked me if I would now take it to the board, because that is the next step, is that we present it to you. It is a very short area. It is from where, for those of you that are not familiar, where Peter Scott Road comes into County Route 54, and then it approaches Pennellville. There's a short area there that once you get to that crossroad, there's a knoll. And when you go up that knoll at 45, and all of a sudden you crest it, you're in the middle of basically everything. We have three active farms, a lot of machinery, we have a grocery store, a gas station, we have snowmobiles in the winter, we have Amish year-round, we have four-wheelers, you name it, that are very active in that area. And what we're asking is just to have it so that the 30, because the 30 starts at the hamlet of Pennellville. So it's kind of like you come over the knoll at 45 and all of a sudden, oh, it's 30. Well, by the time you slow down, you're not going to be able to.
So it goes from 45 to 30?
Right. And all we're saying is, what is it, Nick, maybe 100, 200 feet?
Yeah.
It's just getting over that knoll. So if we could have it visibly 30 miles an hour at the corner of 54 and Peter Scott, and then just have it 30 right up through that whole section. We just think it makes a lot of sense, and we're trying to be proactive instead of reactive. It's just a thing because of the number of Amish we have there, and Central New York crops use that road a lot as well. So we have a lot of equipment, a lot of activity. So it's a small section. I've got the petition as well as a speed reduction request that I give to the town clerk. I believe you have to sign it. County Highway has to sign it as well. But if you do a resolution, then I've at least given you the proper paperwork.
Okay.
Thanks for your time and consideration.
Would our legislator, let me ask you a question.
Certainly.
If you get the speed zone changed, mm-hmm. is there any way of getting it patrolled? Because I live on a road that has a speed zone in it, mm-hmm. and I never see an officer.
What you need to do is...
Oh, we've done that.
Okay.
We've taken up petitions, they've come to the board, mm-hmm. and them signs that they put up saying, oh, they don't help.
I know.
Can you work with the sheriffs and say...
We work with the sheriff, and we tell them these are some difficult areas. In fact, there was one, I think, that we got signed.
On Niagara River Road.
Yes, we had one on Niagara River Road, and they actually had one there. So if you put in the petition correctly, give me the area, I have no problem.
What really gets me is when you drive through the village of Phoenix, they have their own village police force. But the troopers and the sheriffs are constantly in town writing tickets and doing things. I don't understand this.
They're
taking up their time.
No, that's okay, but I do understand. But no, certainly, if you give me the area that you're talking about, I have no problem.
Swiggle River Road.
Swiggle River Road, okay. All right, not a problem.
45.
Thank you.
And other roads, Hawthorne Road, other roads in the area.
Well, the thing is that, yes, the speed limit being reduced is, we're doing our due diligence. We're trying.
But
to get it enforced is another thing, but if you...
You can't even have a speed limit of 5 miles an hour, and if you can't get enforced, it's...
I understand.
What you've done here and what we've done in the past to try to get the speed limit reduced, ain't no good.
We try. We have to at least try. If we don't try, we can't even expect it. If I don't buy a lottery ticket, I'll never win.
Amen to that, Mel. Thank you very much. All right. Is there any more privilege of the floors?
No. No. Except for what then? Pop. Cliff. And we'll give that to Cliff. Yeah. And that's part of the new notice, the new notice of law. Okay, so we...
What was that?
Because we've been put on notice, that's part of that, the pothole.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bank of Broadwater ban renewal with Bank of Green County. That is due on May 31st. It is a one-year renewal. It is renewed every year. It is negotiated every year. It is for $2.47 million at 4.55% this year. Last year we paid $2.535 million at 2.49%. So it was a lower interest rate, but a higher payment. I'd like to make a motion to go ahead and pay the 2.470 this year.
How does that increase in interest affect the payment for that district?
I have not had the opportunity to do the math because I left the office and came back about an hour ago. But as Brenda said, I did speak with her. She just came out and said interest rates are just going up, and that's the best that she can give us at this time.
So technically, though, we're not paying $2,470,000. We're actually renewing the band, and then we make payments throughout the year to reduce the band, and then next year
we're making this one payment,
but we're not paying $2,470,000 because we don't know.
No, we are paying. We are paying $2 million. Right, we will be paying $2 million.
What was the district when the district was created?
This is our big one. This is the biggest one we pay all year, so we will be paying $2 million.
Okay.
On May 31st.
We'll be paying the interest on two.
Yeah.
0.4.
So.
Do you have the quote by any chance in front of you?
I don't have the spreadsheet.
No, the from Green County. Do you
have the, like, I don't have it in my, no, oh, but okay. No, if you have, do you have the email that?
Yeah, I didn't see it on there.
Jonathan, if you do the, he's the one who handles our account for me. There.
I know I saw it tonight. There we go. No?
there an attachment? No, I don't see the... It's just hard to, because we don't have it in front of us. Anybody?
No, I can't find it. So, last year's...
And we did budget. We did budget for it.
Last year's ban was over $2.5 million. Mm-hmm. After payment last year at 2.49%, we got our total that needs to be borrowed now renewed at 2.47 million, which is a 2.06 increase in interest. So the payments in the district, I can't imagine, are going to increase. The EDU stayed the same. That's how it was planned. That's how every district runs, but it would appear that you're looking at $40,000, more than $40,000 in interest this time, just in interest alone on the same bank. So the debt portion is not going to be reduced
very much.
As much, although the overall keeps going down. This was on a 38-year loan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Florida loan?
So the water bans, I forget what the BAN stands for, they're done on all your special districts regarding water or sewer. It's a yearly thing. It definitely has to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a deadline.
Yeah, I made a motion.
Need a second.
I just tried asking the questions to see how the payment increase was going to change before tonight's meeting is up.
I will second the motion.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
I do have one other thing I'm going to bring it up regarding the constables for Morning in the Art Park. I sent an email on Friday for coverage from 9:30 to 12. Last week, Mike Wood, myself, and Helen sat down with Daniel Gibbs, who we would like to appoint as a civilian from Monday through Thursday, starting June 26th as a civilian, to cover the morning program through August until he can, due to his credentials, he is a retired police officer, but because he is gone for 4 years, due to his credentials, he does have to renew and take the academy course. Without someone there will be no coverage at all for the parks during the day, in the morning at all, Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday at all. So I would, as I stated in the letter, that we were hoping for your consideration in that. So I am asking if you would please, for Ms. Helen and the children and the program, if you would please consider accepting the motion to appoint Daniel Gibbs.
In the email that you had sent, you said that there were numerous incidences at the park while this was going on. Are there any reports of actual, instances that were kept by the constables at that?
They have a log that they fill out. Well, as we know, there's been an overdose that...
Yeah, I'm aware of that. That happened in 2022.
There's two overdoses. there's been parent smoking that they've defused, that they've had to ask them not to do. There's been custodial issues where one parent has come where and another parent, things like that.
I would like to see the law to see how much, you know, is really happening at the park to justify how much, what was it, $22 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Well, yes. The academy is going to be
right.
$2,000.
Well, yeah. And each individual pays about $1,500 themselves to attend the academy.
Carrie, was he a peace officer before?
He was a police officer. He's a retired police officer of over 30 years. But he's been retired for 4 years. He retired from the Oswego County Sheriff's Department and Central Square.
You said they don't start until June 26th is when they'll be needed?
For ARTS, yes. But they need to get the scheduling done. Because he is also available to do other... Michael York does the scheduling for the parks, and if we have other scheduling that needs to be covered, he is available, with the exception of Mondays.
So we do have plenty of time to look at other people.
Yeah. If
we need a consultant,
Mike Wood does it.
He advertises it?
I'm not sure how he does it. He does it through, however, because it's... I don't know how he does it. But these were these two gentlemen who came in last week are the only two who had daytime availability.
These logs that you're talking about, every other department, is this a monthly report? Maybe we can start getting one of those. Because that stuff you just brought up, I didn't know nothing about.
We can do that. We can ask them for it.
I'm personally not a fan of needing or having the taxpayers pay for a constable for 2 to 3 hours a day every morning in the park myself.
Me either.
I'm not aware of anything in the last 7.5 years that came from the park regarding something that may have been stopped. It's always after the fact.
Well, one
the
of
first
the
thing
things,
that anybody should do is call 911. That's the same thing our constable is going to do.
Well, one of the things is that the volunteers up at the Arts in the Parks are teenagers, and they do not always feel comfortable approaching a parent if they're smoking or if they're arguing regarding the custody of a child or whatnot, unfortunately, you know, and Helen and I can only get up there so quickly to try to diffuse something, and they don't always carry, some of them, their parents may not allow them to call, they have a cell phone, to call 911. We don't supply them with a cell phone while they're up there.
I think we have plenty of time if we do need a constable. I think we have plenty of time. We don't have to make a decision tonight.
Yeah, I want to see the logs and then know the age group of the people that are up there for Arts in the Park.
They are usually through AmeriCorps. Is who we have over there.
What's
through, that's the program through that we do through JCB.
No, the age
of the
kids.
Oh, the children?
Yeah.
Oh, they range from toddler to 10, I believe. 8 or 10, I believe.
And do parents just drop them off or do
no,
parents
the,
stay?
The parent, no, the parents stay.
Okay.
Because I had mentioned...
But also, it's not just that. It's also, you know, children recklessly, you know, using their bicycles or going through... It's just miscellaneous behavior and unruly behavior throughout up there. That he just doesn't monitor the Arts in the Park either. he does other things up there as well.
So I just want to see the log before I make any decision.
I will let Mike know that.
Thank you.
All right.
Do you want to see the log for the summer of 2022, or do you want to see the log for how many summers, or?
Just 2022 is fine.
I'd like to see the last, like, 3 years, the last, like, few years. Because, you know, something could have happened last year, and the last 2 years, nothing before that.
Well, I can tell you I was at the Little League game the other day, and six parents lit up cigarettes sitting right there watching the Little League game.
Why didn't you call the law's being broke, why didn't you call the law?
Exactly. Why didn't we call the Phoenix police or sheriffs, just like they came multiple different times? They'll have no charge to the taxpayers in the town.
Those are state laws.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is what I had mentioned previously was, you know, if we add up how much money we're spending on just this one constable, maybe it might be feasible to talk with the village and say, hey, how much would you guys consider to have a village officer up there for certain days or to patrol and monitor? I mean, if we're paying, I don't even think it's necessary, but if we're paying a constable 3 hours, I mean, we just found out what we're paying a constable 3 hours every night to come in, walk around for 20 minutes of the park, and
2 hours. 2 hours, and that's been going on for 8 years, and that's been in the budget, and that's because
that was a waste of money, is what we were saying. So this, we just want to look into everything because that.
And it's been excluded from the budget. I can't control you guys, didn't realize it.
If you have them arrested, they're only going to get on a bail bond.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen to them.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, we're talking about somebody smoking a cigarette, saying, hey, put out the cigarette. I mean, come on.
When it comes down to the constables, my opinion's always been we need to protect the court, and that's what the constables are for. Back during budget season, we discussed that. I know I mentioned back then that I didn't believe the park was a major priority for us to have a constable patrol all the time. And if Pop Warner or Little League needed a constable and they felt they did, I always thought the fees should come out of their organization. Mm-hmm. If they're requesting a constable, then it should be scheduled with fees coming from that to cover that. Because those events are going to be much larger and things can get out of hand, I guess. But from 9:30 to 12 or whatever, Monday through Thursday in the morning, I know I drive by there a lot. There's a lot of use of the park.
Right.
A lot of park walking. Mm-hmm. I think the priority needs to be with the constables, as I mentioned last fall. And when I talked to Mike then, there was no shortage of constables to be able to be scheduled for the park.
Oh, Roger Phillips was the only one who could do more. As he stated, he is a school teacher and he had summers off. That's why he was the only one who could do it. And we're going, yep, for the daytime, yes.
Yeah, I'm referring to constables, though, for court.
Oh, yeah, court. Everybody wants court. Sure. Everybody thinks court. The excitement is in court. So they all want court.
But every time we appoint a new constable to send them through the academy, that's a couple grand each. And mm-hmm. There's no guarantees they're going to stay around forever.
They have to stay for at least 3 years.
But then they should also be available to do the park, not just court.
It's in the contract, and I verbally, when we sit down and we discuss it with them, we verbally tell them and emphasize that and to them as well. And we do put them on a couple of park shifts as well.
Just a couple?
Most of them have jobs.
They're part-time jobs, so they're doing the best they can with
right.
the schedule.
We try to accommodate their schedule.
They work at other courts, other municipalities.
Right.
And they also have other full-time jobs as well.
Right, but if you're putting them through the academy and you want them available for the park, you should have some that can work the park instead of a couple of times.
Yeah, I feel that Friday certainly is constables for court. And I'm not aware of any lacking for the court system or anything within this building. In the email, it did reference, I believe, maybe Town of Constantia or somewhere where he was currently working court.
Yes.
So how is he working court there if he's not? He's from the academy.
I explained that.
He said he was retired.
Right, I explained, right, and for credential reasons.
But you just said he was working court, which is a constable.
Right, so he's basically working how he would be appointed here as a civilian. I can't explain how Constantia is doing it, just like.
Well, you can't. I mean, it's illegal.
Correct.
I think.
If you don't have that certificate, you can't work it.
So.
My concern is for the court.
I agree.
That opinion hasn't changed since last fall. But during budget season last fall is when we noticed constables coming in and clocking out, had the opportunity to speak to them. Found out they were basically here for 20 minutes to lock a gate, getting paid for 2 to 3 hours.
Yes.
That's.
And we've made some changes to that, and.
Right, but the argument was that's how it's always been. Once we found out, we ended that.
And now.
It doesn't need to always be that way.
And we've made a lot of changes to that, and now we're only lacking 11 hours, which I need to send out another email requesting 11 hours for the fall soccer program.
We also have buildings and grounds. So how hard is it? They're doing arts and crafts. Somebody's smoking. One of the girls doesn't feel comfortable. Hey, Chip, got a big buildings and grounds guy. Say, hey, can you just tell them to put out their, many ways to avoid having to.
One of the things I did point out with Mr. Gibson, you know, he is an EMT. He works for North Shore Ambulance. If we do have a medical emergency, he is trained for it as well. We have the first aid available. We are looking into a portable AED system for the golf cart for the constables because we are not, unfortunately, ADA compliant with some things.
Well, that's news to me. When did you? Who's looking into that? When? I don't know about you guys, but I didn't know anybody was looking into any AED equipment or anything of that. Yeah.
I've stressed numerous times. I think this whole conversation that's taking place is a workshop item. Should have been a workshop item. We only have so much time to legally speak, and those are the times for it. It hasn't happened. It's not happening.
But we just don't want to lose him. Just don't want to lose him.
I guess the whole point is we might not even need him. So we're focusing on not losing somebody who we might not even need. And I'd also like to point out that. Because we were last minute made aware of this, literally the only reason we were made aware is because another board member walked in while the interviews were being conducted. That doesn't mean that we now have to last minute appoint somebody who we've never met, never talked to, don't know anything about it. Because now you're saying all of a sudden, we have to rush through this, we have to rush through this. That's not our fault. So
We don't want to discuss that because that also leads back to other situations, and we don't need to go back to that. We do not need to repeat history.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, moving on.
I just don't feel it's fair to the public to sit here and listen to us go back and forth in an open
town.
We should be able to come in and conduct business and on our way.
Are we all set? Mm-hmm. Yes, I will email Mike and let him know that the board would like to look at the park logs for the last 3 summers. Is that correct? 3 summers?
Yep.
Okay.
You said we get contracts from them.
We do,
I've been here 8 years and I have never seen a contract.
Nope, I supplied them. We supplied them last year.
A contract?
Yep. When Joanne and I did the academies, we looked at them for.
That's your qualifications. You said a contract.
And the contracts were attached to that.
For the highway department, we get a contract. I don't think I've ever seen a contract for constables.
And when we went through the budget, Mike brought them in as well. And he gave them all out during the budget as well.
All right.
But I do have copies if you would like to see them again.
Okay.
So for the route, the state route 264 zone change, at the last board meeting, we completed the seeker part two and made a negative declaration. And the next step is for the board to vote on the zone change. However, with that being said, I did speak to Graham today, and we have not received notification from the DEC regarding lead agency. So he suggested that we wait another 30 days to see if they send us anything and get their input. After that time frame, he believes that if the DEC does not send us anything, that we are free to move forward and vote on that. So is everyone okay with waiting another 30 days?
Do we notify Sean about that? And
the 12th meeting, June 12th.
What?
June 12th.
Right. Is that the next board meeting?
And June, that would be the first one in June.
Okay.
Would Sean be aware of that? And
yes, we probably should notify Sean that we have not received notification from the DEC regarding lead agency. It really is just to protect the town board, making sure that we are following all the steps for seeker and doing our due diligence and making sure that all of our all of the steps are in order.
Okay.
So who is going to contact?
Can it be by telephone or?
I would prefer in writing.
In writing?
Yes.
Okay.
Always in writing. So I think we do have his email on the application.
Copy the town board on?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to do it since you spoke with Graham last about it?
Reach out to Sean.
Is that okay? Do you mind?
Nope.
Okay.
So with the Williamson code software and the quote for $15,000, I know the board did approve, and we did discuss this in email, so we really don't need to address it at this point. I apologize for prematurely putting it on here, but I think we're all in agreement that we're not in a position.
Didn't we approve the first time around for roughly 2,200?
Yes, and we approved it.
So we approved
it. And as soon as he gets back from vacation, I'm going to touch base with him and see what's going on there. That's the cost of software. Brenda has checked with other towns, and it is equivalent. There are actually, because this particular program or this particular software, they'll do codes, it'll do the clerk's office, it does tax receiving, and we could set up our whole town, but it'll cost about $50,000. So we did not budget for that.
Does anybody remember what the village said they used for their codes? I know that he said that
they used
it.
That's it.
No, they used this for something else, but they used it for codes, a different program.
They use e-codes for it.
Okay. Vicki insists that she provided this one to all of us.
My last item is the Town Line Road. So at the last meeting, I did make an error. I spoke with our town attorney, and when you are selling property, it is not necessary to schedule a public hearing. Public hearings occur in the event where we're going to ask taxpayers for money, for water districts, taking out a loan on trucks and things like that. But in the case where we are selling property, that's not necessary. So I did make a motion to schedule that public hearing for May 23rd. I think in the interest of not creating any more confusion, I would like to keep the public hearing. After the public hearing, at that point, we would make the motion for permissive referendum that will allow 30 days for a resident to file a petition to you know, so the board does not, or actually the petition would be filed and the vote would be put on the ballot in November. So if the board is okay with just going forward with the public hearing, it doesn't hurt anything. And just kind of keeping it the way that it is to not create any more confusion in the sale of this property.
Do we have a current resolution that was unneeded, unnecessary property to hold on to?
We do have that resolution in place.
So we're all set?
Yes, we're all set. We scheduled the public hearing. The public hearing has been posted. After the public hearing, the next step would just be to adopt the resolution for the permissive referendum, allow the 30 days. Once the 30 days has passed, then we're free to put the property up for sale.
Are you going to put it through a realtor? Or?
I think that's probably the best. That's where we need those requests for proposals from the real estate agents. And
we can put it in more than one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Are we all set with that? Everybody's good with the continuing with the May 23rd? All right.
Awesome. Joanne?
Yes.
Has everybody in the neighborhood been made aware of it?
So that's what the public hearing is for, okay. And the posting.
Last time, one time you sent out letters, I think.
Yeah.
That was for
a different, and that was
basically a landlocked property.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay. I know what you're saying. Right.
Is it sold?
No. That's
is that the May 23rd one?
That is the November 11th. That's when the bids are to be in. Dara will be
November.
Back.
Not November.
Did I say November? I was thinking elections, like May 11th.
It's because you have your November coat on.
Okay. It's good.
That's the one you're going to announce the 23rd?
Yeah, so the
opening of the bids.
Yeah, the bids opening.
You're not going to miss.
Well, why not? This has been going on for like a year and a half.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm all set. Did I? I'm good. Anybody else?
I have nothing at this time.
I'd like to discuss the animal dog shelter grant. Do we have an update on that?
Yep. We do.
Is it a secret?
No, there's no secret about it. What would you...
Has it been applied for?
Yeah.
It was foiled. That was up over 2 weeks ago, so it's been 45 days at least.
Yeah.
Nothing was provided back on the foil.
No. No. And I believe you stated at the your last meeting that we'd have to pay, like, monetary, would you state that?
No, I didn't say that we'd have to pay anything. I said, with any grant, there is always some kind of commitment that the town must put in, whether it's monetary or time or anything else.
Yes. There is no upfront fees for it.
So this was submitted back in March?
Mm-hmm. And there's no fees, upfront fees for it. No upfront fees to file the Companion Animal Complete Project Fund number RFP 028. If the town is awarded, the awards will be coming out very soon. If the town is awarded any of the funding from this grant, we are required to match the funding requested. If the town is with less than 2 million population, 50% of the funding is required. If applicants for the projects serving two or more municipalities, 25% of the project cost is required. Towns with more than 2 million population, 25% of the funding is required for it.
So when did we set aside
50%? So when did the town discuss that?
How much did we apply for to even know what we have to contribute? Half of them.
So you can request as minimum as $10,000 up to $50,000.
The whole point is you said you've already done this and you haven't seen a thing. What have you submitted to New York State Ag?
Hmm?
What did you...
We requested.
We've never seen it.
The town.
We've never seen it, ever. We've never voted on it.
I requested for it because you can't.
How do you apply for it?
You can't request HVA systems. You can't request.
So these are the rules. But what did you actually do?
Request different things for it. So we, like, off of what different discussions requested for the fencing to try to be installed on the outside.
So how was this requested, by phone?
No.
Why can't that be shared with the town board? We've been asking since the beginning of March.
It will get shared with you.
It will. We've already foiled it. The town attorney told us our option is to sue you. I don't see how that's fair to the taxpayers.
To waste taxpayer money.
Well.
How much did you apply for?
There's rules to Article 78.
How much did you apply for?
How much did you apply for?
We applied for $20,000.
There's no we.
I was going to say, who
applied for $20,000?
How did you submit the application?
We downloaded it.
You downloaded
it?
I downloaded it.
You downloaded what?
The New York State Gateway, which you have access to.
I do.
You know that. You've got an email. I was sent the same email. I was copied on. You were copied on mine.
Before we go any further, I sent an email to Anna Collins, Program Manager for the Grants at New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets. I sent this email at 8:53 this past Saturday. I got her contact info and email directly off the grant letter that you provided to us, letting the town board know that there was a grant opportunity coming up for an animal shelter. We keep calling it a dog shelter. I'm going to read you exactly what I sent her. Hello, my name is Nicholas Hoyt. I'm a town board member for the town of Skirpal. Our town supervisor, Gary P. Redhead, shared an email with the board regarding an animal shelter grant with a proposal due by 6 p.m. on March 7, 2023. Gary has publicly announced at our town board meeting that an application was submitted on behalf of the town and was submitted on time. Keep in mind, the town board has never seen anything that was said to be submitted, even after multiple requests by every town board member. A FOIL request was made. There's a glare in my screen here. FOIL request was made to the town supervisor by another board member regarding any and all information related to the animal shelter grant. Kerry acknowledged the FOIL request, and well over a month and a half has gone by, has provided zero info to us. I'm writing to you in hopes of getting info on this. Our county legislator, Mary Ellen Chesbro, has reached out to Ag and Markets as well to get any info regarding the town of Skirpal and a submitted grant application or any other info related. Is there any way we as a town board can get the login info from Ag and Markets to check the validity on behalf of the town regarding the animal shelter grant? If you could forward this, if needed, to the Commissioner Richard Ball and include me, that would be great. Thank you for your time. But my name and my phone number. I got a response at 9:48 Monday morning. Good morning, Mr. Hoyt. Our records do not show that any application for the town of Skirpal was received. The deadline for proposals of this grant round was April 4th, 2023. Anna Cohn, Program Manager of Grants.
And I spoke with her today.
So there's no application, or there is?
I spoke with her today and she said that everything is there.
Okay, so.
Did you specify 289 or 290?
I didn't specify a number, I just told you what I specified.
Because there's two.
Two.
Mary Ellen, did you by any chance specify either one or not?
How would she know to do that?
I wouldn't know which one, I just asked generally speaking.
Town board has been asked, we foiled. I don't know what the secret is. How could there be any good to any taxpayer, anybody around here?
Because when I first spoke with her initially back in the beginning, I had to, I was confused between 289 and 290. And she actually helped me through the process between 289 and 290.
We've been talking about an animal shelter grant.
So back in February.
So obviously you have what you submitted.
Wait, we have a question from our residents and our taxpayers. What was that?
Why won't you give us the paperwork to prove that you did it?
From a resident.
You're talking about money that's going to help our town, and you as a town supervisor are refusing to give it.
Yes,
why?
I am.
And the town board has to make a commitment to it.
Why?
Why?
Yes, I am.
Okay, why is the question out here?
It is actually a ridiculous answer.
Well, give it to me, because I'm really interested, because if it's not a good enough reason, why are you still the town supervisor?
It is a very good question.
So?
Because in January, these guys held a hiring and firing session without the town supervisor. They interviewed more than one.
Can you specify these guys, because this is not going to come out accurate.
Okay, without Lou and without Carrie.
I was not here either. There was no quorum.
And they interviewed not only Patrick Dolan, but they interviewed Mike Leone for code officer, which they did not release.
Who is Mike? Who?
The Mike
I've never heard that name, so I don't know who they is.
Well, I spoke with him directly.
Okay.
And he was here the same day that Patrick Dolan was here.
Okay, I was.
Every time I go to give them the information, something comes back and slaps me. I've been accused, now, just the other day, Nick accused me of stealing the money, the grant money. But as a board member, he should know that it goes to...
It's very unfair to the taxpayers of this town.
I don't really,
you're right.
Right, but you're doing it. You're not giving us paperwork to back up.
And in actuality, this is the first time that I have ever acted this way in the almost 2 years that I have been here.
Well, then you don't deserve to be here.
Stop acting.
Okay, if you can't give us paperwork to back up what you're saying, you don't deserve to.
And I have asked numerous times for paperwork from them, and I have asked for numerous things from them.
Who's the child?
Let's not call names.
You're right.
Well, who's acting like
this? I mean, last week, the last board meeting, you know what? It already was on record that the person who stood up was standing up and making the public comments. It was already on record that it was my father.
It wasn't on record. I put it on record.
So Zach put it on record.
But at the time, the
person who stood up and called him town drunk is a town employee and is a department head and is the sister or is the brother of an employee.
I'm not interested in any of
so,
that.
All I'm saying is
you're the head here. You're the head of this group. You're the head of the town.
No, I'm not. According to them, we're equals. They control everything.
Okay. According to me, as a taxpayer, you are the town supervisor. And you applied for a grant. And you cannot or will not prove it to me. And that, as a resident, is unacceptable.
Well, I apologize.
And regardless of any of this infighting that's going on, is telling me that you didn't do it. And that's telling me that I can't trust you if you're not going to show it to me. And your unwillingness to show it to me is not good. And it's going to take me back to my neighborhood saying, I don't trust you. Because you won't show me.
Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
But you're still not going to show it.
You could change it right now.
And you got a FOIL request. And you know what? I say, use my tax dollars and sewer to get to the bottom of it to see if she really did it. And that's a horrible thing for me to say, because I'm not like that. But if you're not going to stand up for what you think you did, or say that you did, Let's get to the bottom of it. That's all I have to say.
I'll be emailing Anna Coleman and asking about a 280 or a 290 or a 289 or whatever the numbers were. I don't know why she wouldn't mention that to me when she just said there's nothing on behalf of the town's group.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
So, Lou, are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay. And what time is it? Can you for that one? Okay. At 6:49, I will make a motion to close tonight's meeting.
Second.
You did.
You did. Nazarian?
49.
Aye.
Gelling?
Abstain.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Abstain.
Redhead?
Aye.
Oh. It sounds like we're calling Anna a lot.
Well, now you know if there is a grant, we gotta put 10 grand in.
I won't be here in 2 weeks.
Highway looks at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you need to.